There were a number of transactions led flagged to corrupt activities. There were a lot of dollars that were exchanged in the black market, and then there were some dollars that were exchanged by using fake invoices where the services were not supplied. And also, there were lots of intercompany transactions which were invoiced at higher values. There were supplies of fuel to the army at a price that was higher than the normal retail price. Then there were transactions that Trinity were involved with Afreximbank.
You were saying that there were some transactions that were illegally.
Yes.
Someone would argue that why are you speaking about it now? You should have spoken about it when you were there.
I experienced a lot of things. I was put in jail for 16 months. And the intention was that I should not speak out about these activities. Fortunately enough, I was released using a normal court procedure. I was acquitted. And soon after my release, I thought that was a proper time for me to inform the world about the corrupt activities and the shady deals that Trinity Energy was involved in.
As an employee of Trinity Energy, you are in charge of finance. And did you question some of this, if you like, the procurement process that you were saying were fraudulent?
As a chartered accountant and also an ex-auditor, having worked with the Big Four auditing firms in the world, one of the first things that I did when I got recruited and when I was in Juba was to review the internal control environment and the accounting policies and procedures that were in ground on the ground. And soon after doing my evaluation, I issued a report to management, to the executive management, directly to the chairman through the chief executive officer, highlighting all the key risk areas. And while I was also there, I was questioning a lot of expenses because being a finance manager, my role was to review the documentation supporting all the payments. And being a finance manager, I was supposed to be aware of all the transactions because I was the custodian of the financial statements. And it was my responsibility to report to the auditors. So I was questioning a lot of expenses. And all those expenses that were not making sense, I was sitting down with management and highlighting to them. One example that I'll give you is there was a time that Director Richard Raja was going to New York and he requested $25,000 for the trip to New York that would only last a week. And I asked this to say, what is the logic of going to New York with $25,000 cash? The answer from the group finance manager was, you should not ask, you should not query the director's expenses. So it was a process that was happening. And there were a number of payments that the company was making to government officials without any signature. And I sat down with management. I sat down with the chairman and informed him to say, wherever I'm coming from, wherever I've worked, I've not worked only in Malawi, but also overseas. If the government employees are involved in the activities of the company, I know for sure that they are supposed to sign. And I know for sure that there are targeted allowances. There are levels of allowances that each and every individual is entitled to. We discussed about this for a long period of time, but still payments were done like that. They would come and make the payments without any signature, without any pay.